Okay, we're on Nun Zayin Amud Beis at the wide lines at the bottom. Okay, we learned in the Mishnah, Higiyas Man Velo Nisu, and Ochlos Mishalova, Ochlos Betruma, that once the time comes, after they're engaged and they're Tovea, one or the other, and they have to then wait 12 months. Once the time comes, if the Baal was Me'akev, he doesn't actually go through with the wedding. In the meantime, now she can start eating. He has to feed her, and she can eat Truma if he's a Kohen. Okay, Amar Ula, Devar Torah Rusa Bas Yisrael, Ocheles Betruma, Shnei Amar, V'Kohen Ki Yikne Nefesh Kinyan Kaspo. V'Hai Nami Kinyan Kaspo. So, as Midin Torah, as soon as a woman gets engaged, she's in a Rusa, if she gets engaged to a Kohen, she can at that point immediately start eating Truma, the Midin Torah, where they learn it from the Pasuk dealing with an Evet. When Evet Kanani, a Kohen purchases an Evet Kanani, the Evet Kanani can start eating Truma. And this is also called the Kinyan Kaspo. He gives her money, his Mekadesher, whatever, so it's like the same thing as an Evet, so she can start eating. I, my Tamam Ru, Shein Ocheles. Why did the Chachamim say that she can't eat? Until, as we saw later on, till they, after 12 months or whatever. Why did they extend the time? Shema yimzugu la kos beveisaviha vesashke lachia valachosa. The reason is, we're worried that if she can eat truma already from the time of the engagement, in those days, after the engagement, the woman was still by her father's house for a while. So we're worried that while she's by her father's house, if she can eat truma, if she's again from Israelis, then their family can't eat truma, only she could. So we're afraid that they're going to pour a thing of truma for her, truma wine, let's say, and she's going to inadvertently give to her family to drink. So also they point out why sashke, like a drink, we could give food also, not drink, nafka. They say, again, this whole thing is inadvertent. We're not saying she's, wantonly going to, want to feed them truma. So somehow it's easier to get mixed up with drinks, that's apparently. And why also chia v'lachosa, why not abavima? I mean, why dafka's brother and sister? Same idea, because since brother and sister is liable to be, younger, than parents. So parents are more, they're going to be more with it and be careful, whatever, but kids can be, they don't really realize what's going on, so it's more likely that this might happen with kids than with the parents. Okay, so that's the danger over here. So Gemara asks, Yihachi, Higiyas Man Velo Nisu Nami. So Gemara says, so then we saw, and as we said in our Mishnah, they extended this time that she can't eat Truma until the time comes, to get married, and they don't go through with it. Okay, so Lechura, isn't she still at home at this time? And we got the same danger. Why now all of a sudden she can eat Truma? The same danger is there when the time to get married comes and they didn't get married yet. So Gemara answers, Hasam duchte miyachedla. Gemara says, because at this point already, he's going to, buy her some one-room apartment or whatever and give her, and she's not going to be home anymore. Why? Because, as we mentioned, at this point, besides eating truma, he has to feed her. So he doesn't want to feed her when she's still at home. Why? Because she's going to take the food and start feeding her whole family with it. So therefore, at this point, what they do is they take her away from her family, give her her own place, so that the food will only be for her. So Mela, we don't have to worry that she's going to give the truma to her family. Ah, Elamayata, if that's, we're making zeras like this, so what about Lucky Kohen Yisrael? Shalolechol betruma? Dilma asu lemechol bahadeh. If that's the case, we should make a similar zera by a Kohen that's going to work by Yisrael. He takes his, bag of lunch with him, and to work, and it's truma, and we're worried that when he's by the Yisrael's house working for him, he's going to inadvertently give some of the truma to the Yisrael. Why don't we make a gezeira there also? So where it says, no, hashta, midid husafule, midid e achle. Where it says, usually the minag is that the boss, he pays the employee, he gives the employee to eat. Okay? And so Mela, the food's going in that direction, from the boss to the worker, not from the worker to the boss. So Mele, we're not worried so much that the Kohen worker is going to give Truma to the him or his family, because usually it's the other way around. They're giving him. Okay. You have any Rashi here? Shema Yimzigu Lakos Shel Trumas Rashi Beis Avia Garsinan Tuchta Miyachid La Miyachar Shehu Zanotach Tamid. Since he's starting to feed her now, so Metziyami Beis, he's gonna be smart and take her out of the house of her father. Miyachid La Makom Shalot Tafsid Mizonatav Lechalkam Lekrovea. That, as we said, that we're she's gonna give her a separate place, so he doesn't waste away all the food he's gonna give her and give it to her family. Lakit, what is a lakit? Is sochro lil kotvuato, that the kohen is hired to gather this Israel's fua. Lakit kohen, lakit shehu kohen, v'niskar l'Israel. He's hired by the Israel to work for him. Okay, let's go on. Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar mishum simfon. So Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda has a different reason why an arusa. They made a gzera, arusa cannot eat truma. The reason is because of simfon. What is simfon? Lashon, Rashi says, bittel. Rashi says, mishum simfon, hu damar, arusa lo sochal b'truma, ad sheyegi zman shechaya b'zonotea. V'lashon simfon is bittel. Kigon, shovar, mevatel, shtar is also called a simfon. I think it's coming, something that has the koach to mevatel. So just like a receipt as a koach mevatel a star, if I say, hey, you owe me money, and you pull a receipt that you paid, so that receipt mevatel's the star. That's why a Kabbalah is also called a simple. Umum be'isha, o be'behema, shemevatel ha-mekach, kari simpon as well. Anything that you said that has koach mevatel. So too, a mum, by an animal, by a woman, has also a power to mevatel the mekach. And as I sell you something, an animal, and then you find out that there's a blue mum they didn't know about. So it's mekach taos. So too, by a woman, right? She has a mum that you didn't realize, and you can claim mekach taos. V'hacha gazu ba shema yimtza ba mum, v'nimtza kidushe taos, taos, mevatlim, and then ubetelim, v'nimtza sha'achla zara betruma. So therefore, the idea of, again, assume simpon is what? That he's gonna end up, let's say, when he engages her, he doesn't see her that much, she's at her father's house. And then, sometime, he might find out that she has some moom, some beauty mark, whatever, that he doesn't like, and he's gonna say, what? I didn't know this, and he's gonna, you know, regret, and mevato the old kedushin, saying it was a mekach taos. In the meantime, she was eating truma, right, from the time they're engaged, and meaning she was a zara, she was a non-kohen eating truma. And so if he mevatel, you know, becomes, I'm afraid that she was eating truma. And therefore, because of that chashash, they may say that a woman that's engaged shouldn't eat truma yet. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Yihachi nichlas alachupa v'lo niva lanami. So we said, we had the member in our Mishnah, we had Mishnah Rishona, Mishnah Achrona, even the later time, right? The later times that another Mishnah Achrona was, no, they extended that she can't eat truma until she goes to the chuppah. Let's say she goes to the chuppah, then she can eat truma, right? So Mashma, it's not totally if he actually lives with her, not long as she goes to the chuppah. This is Nichlas al chuppah. If he still hasn't seen her yet, really, right? And therefore, there's still the danger that he's going to find the mum and mevatel it. So what does it help that she, you know, as soon as she goes to the chuppah, it's okay now. We don't have to worry. She can eat truma. Why? She might, you know, go to the chuppah, eat truma, you know, drink some truma wine under the chuppah or whatever, and then he's going to live with her and say, well, a mum! And then mevatel it. So she ended up, she was eating truma. So what does it help the nichlas al chuppah? Still have the same danger. So Gemara says, no, hasam mivdak badikla v'hadar amayel. So we're not worried. Why? Because, again, going back, we're saying already even earlier than that, at the time after the 12 months, when after they get married, he's already feeding her. So we say that he's mistama not going to want to feed her either start, you know, with the, if there, when there might be a chashash that she has a mum. Because now with his own money, right? I'm going to be feeding her. He says, "Oh, here I'm going to be feeding her. Who knows? She might have some mum, and then I'm going to mevatel it, and then it means I was feeding this one for nothing because she didn't become my wife." So therefore, what is he going to do to avoid that? He's going to send his female relatives to check her out at the bathhouse or whatever to see if she has any mumim. And therefore, at this point already, when as soon as he starts to feed her, he's going to make sure that before he starts to feed her, to make sure she has no mumim, and so he won't have to mevatel, like we said, and therefore the chashash is only up until this time. Mamela, we don't have to worry even Mishnah Rishona, you know, even after, as soon as he starts feeding her, after 12 months, and surely not after Mishnah Achrona, when she's actually nichnas al chuppa, we don't have to worry about that anymore, about being mevatel. Okay, let's see Rashi at this point. So ihachi nichnas alachopa v'lo nivala kasalka daitach shadayin. At this point, the question, right? Shadayin eino makir b'mumin shabbat, that he doesn't know her mumim yet, even when she goes to the chuppa. V'mai tani masdisin afilu mishna achrona ad shetichanes lachopa, that even then it still should be a problem because he hasn't seen her yet. V'kol shekein dekasha mishagiyas man the mishnah arishona, even the earlier time. So we said no mivda body classes Rashi biyad krovatav with through his relative, female relatives. Okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, if that's the reason, so we have another problem. Elamiyata, what about Evid Kohen Shalakom Yisrael lo lechol betruma mishum simpon? So now, okay, we're moving away from the woman. What about Sav? A case of an Evid. Right, we have an Evid that's belong Evid Kanani that is owned by Yisrael, and then he sells him to a Kohen. So as we know, an Evid Kanani owned by a Kohen can eat Truma. So the Gemara says, so why aren't we worried about the Simpon? It was about Mum when it comes to an Evid also. Here the Kohen buys this Evid. Okay? And then he's eating truma, this Evid, and one day he says, oh, I don't believe it, this mum, you know, had I known this Evid has mum, I would have never bought him, whatever, mekach taus. And then he goes back to the Yisrael he was originally owned by, right, it was mekach taus. In the meantime, he was eating truma. How come we don't have to worry about this? So the Gemara answers, no, why? Because simpon bavadim leka. There's no problem of simpon, of this mumim, when it comes to an Evid. Why? Because manashach, I mi abray deabray hakachazile. What mum? What are we worried about? He has some scar on his face, whatever. So he's going to see this before he buys it. The Evid, the Kohen. And if he bought him anyways, it means he didn't care. So he's not going to. We're not worried he's going to mevatel. Elowat, that's if it's secrets on the outside. Vi the gavai, and if he has some beauty mark on his back. So who cares? Limalaka kabai. What does he care what's in under the guy's shirt? He has some beauty mark. What he's going to find out about? He's not going to. Who cares? He's there to work for him. He's not going to mevatel because of that. Okay. So then the Gemara says seder. That's as far as that goes. But there's other types of things that might cause the bittul of the mekach. Why? What about nimtza ganav or kubiustus? Maybe he's going to find out that this Evid was a ganav. You know, he didn't realize that he bought a ganav, or he was a kubiustus, he was a kidnapper, steals gonev nefashos. That can be causing some. That can be something to cause him to vatal mekach. So the Gemara says no, he gio, meaning that everybody knows that avadim are ganavim. That's a given. Okay, so therefore he can't say, well, I didn't know he's a ganav. Of course you knew he's a ganav. That's what they are. They're ganavim. These have it. So therefore that's not a tiny. We're not worried he's going to mevatel because that, because we assumed that he knew that he was a gun. Okay, that's what avadim are. Okay, Rashi says simple avadim leka ein mumo mevatel mechach. And even if he has a mum, it's not going to mevatel mechach. Kubiyusas, Rashi says ganav nefashas he giu lelokeach, that it's his and finish. He has nothing. He can't say anything anymore. Veina mechach batel ubraisa he bebavabasra bemocher peras hamocher eved lechavero. If he sells the Evid to his friend, v'nim seganav o kubiustus higiu, why shestaman ganavim? Gestam, they're ganavim. So that there's no nothing you can know. Can't say, well, I didn't know. Okay, Gemara hasn't given up yet. What about other? I can think of another move. What about listi mezuyan or muhtav lamachus? Let's say he finds out that he's a murderer. And listi mezuyan, he is an armed robber, okay, which is not the same as a ganav. This is much worse. So maybe he's gonna, you know, find out that he's an armed robber or muhtav lamalchus, meaning he did something wrong, and they put out a wanted dead or alive, you know, posters out about him. He said that's a reason to mevatel. You don't want an eved like that, so he might mevatel because of that. So the Gemara says, no, Hanu Kala Islu. We're not worried about those things, because those things are, you know, the people talk, you know, like we said, it's posters, oh, he's wanted, dead or alive, so everybody knows about it. So these things, they're so severe, people know about it, Mele, the coin's not going to buy such an Evan, and if he does, we see he doesn't care. We're not worried he's going to move on. Okay, Rashi, Lisa Mizuyan ain't dar kobokach. That's not like an Evid that we can say normally does these things. That's already out of the norm, being an armed robber. And also, Muchtav Lamalchus, he was Chatal Lamalchus, Ad Shetziva, Ligzor Alav, Shir Genu Komotso. Whoever finds him can kill him. So, or the dead or alive, we said. So that, Kali Islay says Rashi, Vesavar Vekibel. So if he bought him anyways, we assume that, he doesn't bother him, and therefore there's no worries getting him about. Okay, that's the end of that. Next thing more goes back to our two reasons that we gave why why the Rabbanan made a gezeira that you don't give, Truma to the, Arusa. And when she's just an arusa, either again that we're afraid she's going to give to drink to her family, or he's going to find a mum and it's going to end up being that she ate lemafreya. So Gemara says, bein lamar, bein lamar, lo achla. According to whoever, she doesn't eat. So my binay. So what's the nafkamina? In either case, she you know we don't let her eat. So what's the difference? What's the nafkamina? So Gemara gives nafkamina is ikamenayu kibel. Or masar v'halach. Kibel means he was mekabel on himself. Anyways, he says, okay, I like this woman a lot. I don't care what I find on her, what mumim, I don't care, I want her. Okay, he was mekabel on himself. That we're not worried that he's going to find a mum and regret and cancel whatever and she ate truma because he's mekabel. So that tom doesn't apply. But the tom that she's going to give to her family to drink, of course, has nothing to do with it. That's still a danger. The other nafkamina is masar v'halach. If the father already gave his daughter over to the shlichei abal to get married, so she's basically left his house. We're not worried that again now we're not worried that she's going to give her family to drink anymore because she left the house. But that he's going to find a mum, that's still nogeya. And also v'halach, same idea that the shlichei av went with the shlichei abal. To along same idea and with the taking her out of her house and. You know, escorting her to the with the shluchei abal to the husband. So now again, she's not home. We don't have to worry she's going to give to drink, but there's still the danger of finding a mum. Okay, Rashi, kibel masar v'halach, kibel alav bal es hamumin. He was mekabel. L'simpon, we don't have the problem. Leikalamechas, because he's mekabel. L'shem atashke lachi alachosa, yikalamechas. That you still have to worry about. Masar, what is that? Masar av l'shluchei abal, he handed her over to shluchei abal, or shahalchu shluchei abal with the shluchei abal, leka lemecha shema tashkelach achia lechosa, because she's not home anymore, dalei snum gabah, she's not there, but with them. But ika lemecha shlesimpon, that he might find a move, that's still no game. Okay, let's do one more part here. We send in the Mishnah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer, nosnim lahakol truma. And we had a machlokes, right? Rabbi Tarfon says at this point that after 12 months and he haven't got married or whatever, so then he has to start feeding her and she can eat truma. And he can give, if he wants, if it's a kohen that she's engaged to and about to be married to, he can give her all truma, everything. But when she's a nida or whatever and she's tmiya, it's a problem with the truma, so fine, so she can take the truma and sell it and buy chulin with it. That's Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you have to mitcheshev, and therefore mechza chulin and mechza truma, you have to give her half chulin that she can eat when she's tmeya. Okay, we saw in the Mishnah. Amar Abai, machloikes bevas kohen lekohen. Abal bevas Yisrael lekohen divri akol mechza chulin mechza truma. So Abai said that this machloikes, whether you can give her all truma or you have to give her half and half, that's only by a woman that she comes from the house of a Kohen. She's a Bas Kohen. And now she's engaged to a Kohen. So, why? Because since she comes from a house of Kohanim, so she's used to this. She's used to this idea, you know, like sometimes you can't eat the chulin, you might be tame, you have to sell it. She sees in the shrung of this whole thing. So then, that's fine. Then that's why you can have a shita that says you can give her Rabbi Tarfon the whole kulin, because she'll be able to handle the situation. She's used to it. However, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and she's, so this whole truma concept is very strange, and you're gonna now give her, you know, all truma, she's gonna have to take it and sell it, and she's not used to this whole thing. It's something you can eat, it's something you can't eat, and so we don't want this to get very confusing. We say, no, then everybody says you have to give her half chulin in order to, she can eat when she's tamayah. That's number one. V'amar Abayis, another thing. Machloikes Barusa Avabinasua Divri Akol Mechsachulina Mechsatruma. Another thing he says is a whole machloikes if she's a Rusa. But if she's a Nesua, meaning they're already married, she's married to this Kohen, so sometimes there are scenarios where the husband's not around and he has to travel away, whatever, and he has somebody, a shlish, a middleman to give his wife to eat, to support his wife while he's away. So when he's giving her food at this for that, that everybody agrees that he has to give her, they're married, but he still has to give her half and half. Meaning, why? So we're going to see in Rashi, because when she's still in the Rusa, so she's by her household, so then she has her family that can deal with the selling of the truma. There, Rabbi Tarfon said, you give her all truma, and when she can't eat the truma, so her family, her brothers will go out and handle, and then go out to the shuk and sell the truma, get some chulin for it, whatever. But once she's married, she doesn't have their family to do that anymore, so she would have to go out, and we say, kol kvuda bas melech pnima, we don't want her to have to go out to shuk and handle and sell and that, so therefore, there we have to, we give her a chetzi chulin that she doesn't have to go out and sell. So that's the by nesua. Okay, Tanya Nami Hachi, Bryce says exactly what we just said. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Nosnim Lahakol Truma, Rabbi Kiva Omer Mechsa Chuli Mechsa Truma, Vemedraim Amurim. When does Rabbi Tarfon say you give her all Truma? That's only Vibas Kohen Lekohen, because she knows how to deal with it. We said, Aval Bas Yisrael Lekohen, Divriakol Mechsa Chuli Mechsa Truma, you have to give her the half Chulin. And Bemedvarmim also, again, the Rabbi Tarfon says you give her all Truma, that's Barusa. Aval Benesua, like we just said, Divriakol Mechsa Chuli Mechsa Truma. Okay. Before we go on, let's see Rashi. Bas Yisrael Eina Mekia Bachach, we said she doesn't know how to handle things so well with Truma, whatever. Barusa Ubas Kohen, like we said before, Rusa is by Bas Kohen, that's when we can give her all Truma. The Hoyel Vehi Beves Aviyah, she's still home, Tarach Aviha Limkor Truma, her father, whatever, her brothers can go out and deal with it in the Shuk, Limkor Truma Bechulin Limei Tumasa when she's Tmeya Lefisha Hu Regil Bachach, because they're also Regil. But Benesua, when she she's home alone. She knows Sein La Bala Mizonas Bebeita Kagon Shmashre Ishto Al Yedei Shlish. When he's hiring somebody to feed his wife, then Detnan Bemesisin. Then Mechzachulin. Why? Lefisha Kol Kvuda Bas Melech Pnima VeAviya VeAchia. Right, her father and brother not around. Ainan Etzla Shitasku Betzarcha to take care of it. Okay, last part for today. Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseiro Omer Nostim Lashte Yado. So now we're continuing, and Sprice, and we're mentioning other shitas now. We saw all truma, we saw half and half. Now we have Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseiro says Nostim Lashte Yado Shel Truma Ve'acha Shel Chulin. Two thirds and a third. We give her two thirds truma and one third chulin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nostim Lahakol Truma. We give her all truma. Ve'hi Mocheres Ve'lokachas Bedamim Chulin. And we give her all truma, and then she can take it and sell it, and then with the money she gets, she can buy chulin. So Rashi explains the obvious question: how is this any different than Rabbi Tarfon? As Rabbi Tarfon says, you can give her hakol truma, and she can sell it. So Rashi explains. Might as well look at Rashi inside. Says Rashi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Nosin Mahakol Truma Chule Bein Rabbi Yehuda Le Rabbi Tarfon Ika. What's the nafgamina? The Ilu Rabbi Tarfon Savar Nosin La Truma Kedei Mizonateha Vafal Pi Sheim Tzrichim Lachulin Uba Limkor Truma Ein Demeya Truma Magin Likach Behem Mechulin Sharei Yekarim Heim Mina Truma Shakol Kovtzim Aleihan. meaning that that if she has, you know, he's, let's say she eats a loaf of bread a day or week or whatever, a loaf of bread, right? So he says, okay, if he's going to give her a loaf of truma, you know, bread, she's going to have to go sell it. Now, let's say a loaf of bread costs 5 shekels. Truma bread is where is when people, not many buyers for truma, it's only, let's say, 3 shekels. So she's going to take this truma bread, right, that's okay, and sell it only for 3 shekels. Now she's wanting to go buy a regular loaf of bread that's going to cost her 5 shekels. Right, so she loses out a little bit on this. Okay, so that, but Rabbi Tam says, so whatever, you know, that's tough luck. Okay, well, Rabbi Yehuda, though, he says, no tli matruma kishir she'im bas lichach mechzachulin lo tifchot min b'demei machatzit chulin. Aval torach mechira mutal le'elim kor le'tita tachas chulin. So what do we, so here, Rabbi Yehuda, though, he takes this into account. Therefore, he says you can't just give her, you know, that one loaf instead of chulin, you're giving her truma, because, you know, she's going to lose out. So rather what? You have to give her a loaf and half, or whatever it might be. You have to give her more, so that when she sells a loaf and half, then she'll have enough money to buy that regular loaf of chulin that she needs. Okay, so you have to take that into account, but she still has to go out and sell it and you know, for the market value what it is, and etc. So we're going to see the last opinion doesn't hold like that. Now Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer no kol makom shehuzka ratruma nosnim la kiflaim b'chuli may binayu ikim binayu tircha. So he says no, whenever it says that we have this idea that of truma, then we give her double. You know, not just like a loaf and a half. We give her extra, like 2 loaves of meaning. Because if we're going to give just exactly the market value, she's still going to have to go and sell. It's going to be hard, you know, find somebody who wants a truma and sell it and get the money for it. So it's going to be still a little bit of a tircha. As we say, the nafka meaning here is tircha. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, no, give her a lot. Give her a lot extra. Give her like double. So it'll be much easier. She can sell it much easier. She'll offer truma, you know, half the price of the going price of truma. And then we kofsim. Everyone's going to, oh yeah, wow, we're going to run to her and buy the truma. It'll be much easier for her to sell and get her money and to buy her chuli. So therefore, we don't just do it exactly with the market value. We give her much more that she can sell it very easily. As we said, that you can buy your tircha, that she doesn't have to be matriach so much because everybody's going to run to her to buy the truma. Okay, says Rashi, nosim la truma ki flying bechulin double kasavar lo matrichina la limchumim ochra b'shavya. We don't matriach her to sell exactly according to the market value. Ela nosen la truma harbe. We give her a lot. Kadesha titnana bazal, she'll be able to give it away for cheap. Betimsa locha harbe, and then she can buy a lot. She could take a lot, and she's good to go. So you can buy your tircha, bein the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Shimon. Okay, she go out. That what? In other words, that she's not going out. We're saying that we're only feeding her. We're only feeding her when she's a rusa. Right, and so you're saying that the mela, her brothers are doing it. Is that what you're saying? Their brothers are doing it, so there isn't a tircha. So, I mean, it's a tircha, but not for her so much, because she's at home. Is that what you're saying? And we're saying that we said that arusa, yeah, we're talking about here in arusa that you know that they haven't yet, she hasn't finished yet. The thing. So we say, but with that, her family, you know, can help her sell it. And that's what she doesn't have to go out. Right. Yeah. I'm saying. So as I'm saying. So you could say that. I hear you, that there is a question. What you're saying that, in other words, since her family's doing it, so why is it tircha for her? That's a tircha for her. It's tircha for her family. Whatever.
She'll send, or the family, or he, the Baal, will send relatives to check her out, to bear down, like she said before. So maybe he's talking about a situation is she's in a different town. But she, he has no relatives to go and check her out. That's a territory.
No, because we said that they extended the Mishnah Chorona, they extended it till, right, when does he check her out? Only when he starts to feed her. So at this point he hasn't necessarily been feeding her yet.
When she goes to the
right, then he's going to start, so he starts, as soon as he's going to start to feed her, he hasn't started feeding her yet, right? She's been by at home till now.
Okay.
So as soon as he starts to feed her, then he's gonna check her out because he doesn't.
But even in this 12-month period, doesn't he feed her?
In which month?
They're engaged.
Huh? No. Only after. That's only kigia. That's what the Mishnah said. 12 months came the whole time, and then he has to didn't bring her to the chuppah. Then he has to start feeding.